go with the flow.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody, your old friend Mike Houlihan, and welcome back to Hibernian Radio. Special show tonight from Lizzie McNeil's Party Room. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, Volkswagen, and our old friend, personal injury attorney, Carol Ann Gallagher. Very special night tonight, and we're all kind of sad. They canceled all the parades today. We have our special technical consultant on that here with us tonight. The return of the great Skinny Sheehan. Skinny, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Hooli. Great to be back on the radio with you. It's beautiful.
It's a rough day, Skin.
Yeah,
because
it's
of all the
happy
bad.
No St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I know. It really is.
It's all part of a huge communist plot, as far as I'm concerned. I know what this is all about.
And it's crazy, though. It's just crazy.
It is. It's terrible that they would do this to us.
Throw a wet towel on everything. And
yeah. They even tried to cancel this show, but no.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. And we're here, fortunately, with the Cork Sister Cities Group. I'm so glad to have them here with us. We're going to be talking with Derry Cronin from Specialized Travel later in the show. But Skin, how would the polar plunge go? Bring me up to speed on all your shenanigans.
It was a great polar plunge. We raised over $2 million, $2.2 million. Holy, it was the most successful one ever. We had about 5,000 people.
Wow,
4,800 jumped in the lake. So it was really a tribute to Chicago.
Yeah,
and it's lets us do a lot of stuff for the athletes. It was tremendous. We want to thank everyone that came down. Thank you for promoting it. But
sure.
it was a great year this year, the best year we've ever had. And so, anyways, we're looking forward to next year, and hopefully we'll be able to do our spring games and all that stuff this year with all the coronavirus and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Please, yeah.
But it's
now gonna, there is talk, just talk, mind you. Very wise people have told me that the Southside Parade Committee may be putting together a halfway to St. Patrick's Day parade in September. You hear anything about that?
Well, here's what happened. Today, when they heard that the parade was canceled, the St. Patrick's Southside Committee sent out a statement that the parade was postponed.
Ah.
It made some confusion amongst the reporters and stuff, but
yeah.
They just want to keep all their options open. I doubt if that will happen, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
There's a possibility. They left the door open.
Good.
See how things go if this thing dies down. And they have the other parades. I don't know what's going to happen. There's so many parades in Chicago. I don't know what they're going to do. They're all going to be canceled. But they're going to play the NCAA tournament without...
With no audience.
With no audience. They're talking about cutting, stopping the NBA basketball league and stuff.
They're going to have the Democratic presidential debate with both candidates sitting down.
Yes.
They should be laying down.
I know, but it's really interesting, and this thing has gotten worldwide. It was declared a pandemic today, so there's a lot of people worldwide. Fortunately, we're fortunate in the United States that it's not as bad as other places. So let's hope that it doesn't get much worse. But these things can be get out of hand, you know.
I had a pandemic once after too much chili.
Oh, yeah.
Pandemic. It was a pandemic.
Pandemic experience. We did have a real bad experience, though, after the polar plunge.
Yeah.
One of our athletes was shot down.
A very sad story.
Little village, yeah. I got shot three times. It was really disgusting. But it got shot and killed.
Yeah.
He was...
And just a kid, right? A young guy?
Well, he's 30 years old, but he's been in Special Olympics for 20 years.
Yeah.
Worked at his Catholic church on Sundays and the weekends and took care of his mother, who was sick, and so it's a sad thing that kind of stuff goes on, and I don't know, it's kind of a pandemic, too.
It is. You know, and on another March 22nd, you and I are having a little party over at Cork and Kerry, an information party for our Galway 2020 European Capital of Culture trip.
That's a Sunday night, too.
Sunday night, March 22nd. No, it's a Sunday afternoon we're having.
Sunday afternoon, I should say.
But we're going to Ireland July 17th to the July 7th to the
17th.
We're getting the band back together.
What's
five nights
about
in Galway.
The trip this year, Holy, is that for the people that have gone with us before, we've always had great trips, but we're going to kind of use Galway as a base for the vast majority of it, where you're not going out and getting on a bus every morning and bringing all your stuff down. And I know that there's a lot of things that are included in the trip, but it's not. It's not.
Connor Kanin dropping by to share elbows.
It's not getting up every morning, Huli.
I hated that.
Yeah,
especially after
so
the
did
night
a lot
before.
Of other people.
Yeah.
I understand Cyril Regan might go with us.
He's certainly welcome to, but I have a
he's
feeling
like a leprechaun
he's got an alligator arm, so I doubt if he'll be going, to tell you the truth. He's hovering over here right now. But we're having a party Sunday, March 22nd at 2 o'clock at Cork and Kerry, and it just happens to be at 1:30. Channel 11 is going to be playing my show, Our Irish Pub, which was filmed at Cork and Kerry. So anybody who was there, please come by and get to see yourself on TV, and then stick around and listen to the PowerPoint presentation about our trip to Galway, Killarney, and Dublin from July 7th to the 17th. And later on, we'll be talking to Derry Cronin, who is here, and it's his company that put the trip for us together. So much stuff happening this time of year, but it was like getting the kicked, you know, the air taken out of your sails today when all the
bad news came.
Well,
what's crazy about it is that when St. Patrick's Day is always like, it kind of marks the end of winter. Not completely, but it's like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's always been such a great celebration in Chicago with the downtown parade. And then the next day is the Southside Parade, which is a great parade. And, you know, it's a lot of families. See a lot of people you haven't seen all year.
It's the greatest.
It's the best. And Chicago
and
does
a lot
it.
Of the businesses there.
In a survey that they did, Chicago was voted number one in the country for the best place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
in
no
a
kidding.
Travel magazine. Yeah. I just saw that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's because there's so many activities. You know, it's not just the North. They've got the North Side Parade, the South Side Parade, the Downtown Parade. There's so much going on, and which is really everybody's kind of. Really disappointed.
Yeah.
Here comes Mary Kay Mannion. Tom Mannion's daughter.
Oh, and Maddie Kay, I think. Madeline, two former queens.
Yeah, right.
It's nice that they're here. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good. They're great.
Little shout out to our friend Sarah Hand, who's
Sarah's
here.
Sarah's here. I haven't seen Sarah in a while. She's great.
From Kirk
McCross. She got her green card. She's doing great. And her driver's license.
No, she got her permit.
Permit, same
she's
thing.
She's working on it, yes. Yeah.
Same thing. Now she can drive legally. I've seen her drive everywhere.
You have not.
No.
She can't hear us, so you can say whatever you want, I guess.
No. It's about time you get your driver's license, I say.
But she's an integral part of our team. For those of you who don't know, Sarah writes the synopses for our podcasts every week. So when they're up, she's the one who did it. And when they're not up, you know who to blame.
I thought it was that guy at McCormick Place. What's his name?
Scott Winteroff?
Yeah, Scott.
Well, he's our designer and everything, but
I know. He's the best.
He is the best. Sarah writes the synopses for the both shows, the Hibernian Radio and the Hooli's Hooli Show. Okay, so we have a group here tonight of people from Cork. A lot of them came in, and then they didn't know the parade was going to be canceled.
They didn't know this party was canceled, but they came anyway.
Yes, I think that's great. Yeah.
A lot of them are wearing hazmat suits.
Yeah. Space helmets.
Space helmets.
Let's get Derry Cronin over here. Hey, Derry, come on over here. He's our special guest tonight. Put that headset on there, pal. Derry is the managing director of Specialized Travel Services out of Cork, but also you're in Dublin, too. Can you hear us? You got to get that thing a little bit closer to your... There you go.
Get it closer
Derry
to your mustache.
Derry Cronin, the Managing Director of Specialized Travel Services. Derry, welcome to the show. You've been on the show before.
I have a few years ago, indeed.
So what happened? You got to town and you found out the parades are canceled?
Yes, just as we arrived.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the news that they... Now, we had a feeling, but we came ahead anyway.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Aren't
you glad you came anyway?
Yeah. Well, to be fair now, next to Ireland, Chicago has the next best welcome in the world.
Oh, really? That's good to know. Sure.
Yeah. No, Chicago's great. I was just telling Huli that one of the big travel magazines picked Chicago as the best city in the U.S. to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
With all the things that go on and all the... There's so many Irish here. You know, everyone talks about Boston and San Francisco and New York and stuff like that, but that's because they're on the coast. There's no place like Chicago. This town was built by the Irish. And the school systems, the Irish nuns and the Irish priests and all that stuff, hospitals, colleges, you know, go through. Well, DePaul is the biggest college in the United States, largest Catholic college in the world. Loyola, those were all started by the Irish, you know, clergy.
You know, Skinny, you mentioned the nuns. Actually, I heard a joke on my way over here about three nuns were out in a boat on the lake, and another boat went by with a priest standing naked on the boat as he went by. And the one nun stood up and had a stroke. The second nun had a stroke, and the third nun couldn't reach him.
I could see you in trouble with this one.
Sarah Hand told me that tonight. All right, well, Derry, we're so excited about the trip, which you guys put together for us. Skinny, do you have that itinerary there?
Yeah.
The thing we're so crazy about is we're spending 5 nights in Galway. And we have, of course, Philip Duffy, our terrific driver, your pal, who we met on our first and second, maybe our third trips to Ireland.
Yeah.
I was with him again in January. He's the best.
Yeah, Philip is very good.
He'll be our guide. He's a Shanachie. He's got all the jokes, all the stories, all the mythology of Ireland. Anything you want to know, ask Philip Duffy. It was his idea that we do this in July. He said, get the group, get the band back together.
Yeah.
So you've got us in the Ardalan Hotel, which I guess is just terrific.
Yes, family-run hotel.
How far is it, people have asked, how far is it from that? The downtown, the center, town center.
It's about 20-minute walk. So it's kind of one of those places you'd walk into and maybe get a taxi out, but it's only about 20-minute walk. It's right in Salt Hill, so it's a lovely, area.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's kind of one of the nicer areas of Galway in the suburbs. So it's a very nice hotel run by the Ryan family.
It's a spa as well.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lovely leisure center and spa. And yeah, it's a very nice hotel.
And we're spending the first 5 nights there, but during the day we go on day trips to the Cliffs of Moher and all these other places.
And this year Galway is the European Capital of Culture. So
that's right.
It's a great
a lot going
time
on.
There, yeah.
And while we're there, the Galway Film Fla is on. So you want to see a film, an Irish film, while we're there? That's what we're doing.
It's a film.
A film.
Yeah.
A film.
We're going to take a trip to Connemara, to Westport.
Yeah.
The Aran Islands, Kong, that's where the...
Kong is where A Quiet Man was shot.
Killarney, that's no fun.
2 nights in Killarney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just a great setup.
Yeah. And then we go back to our old pals at the Fitzpatrick Hotel.
Right, for the last two nights.
For the last 2 nights at the Fitzpatrick
Hotel. What's the name of that town again?
Killarney.
Killarney.
That's a great town. Great town.
Oh, there's Ricky Barrett just came
there's
in.
There's the Rickster, the history detective.
The history detective. So we're so thrilled that you'd be working with you and Deirdre as well, Kylie.
Listen, we're delighted to be taking you around our family businesses in business for over 60 years.
Yeah.
Started with my father driving people around.
Your father started the business?
Yeah, my father started in 1957.
Really?
And we now run a fleet of 75 touring coaches, and, you know, we're delighted to have you guys coming to Ireland. As you mentioned, Philip Duffy is an extraordinary driver guide.
Oh, yeah.
In Ireland is a special place to be escorted around the country because guys like Philip, they've got an innate understanding
they're
of human Shanachies, nature.
They're Shanachies.
Yeah,
basically.
They love what they do, very passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And,
I think he makes half that stuff up, though.
He does. He does. Yeah, he does. But he's in good company.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else makes it up as he goes along.
Yeah.
No, we're really looking forward. It'd be like a reunion with him as well.
Yeah.
That he's been so good.
Philip's a long time doing it. He's got a lot of friends, I'm sure, that would like to go back and travel the country with him because the stories are always a little different.
Right. No, yeah. I know. But he adds a little bit
absolutely.
To each story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He makes the difference to some people when you tell them Philip Duffin's going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going then. Yeah.
He's the best driver
we've ever had.
Yeah. He knows how to deal with people, and he's fun, and he gets it.
And he knows how to deal with jerks, I might add.
Yeah.
We've had a few of them on the trip, know-it-alls or people who don't shut up, and he handles them beautifully, you know. Never gets
really
angry. Just kind of.
Philip told me one time there, he said that 97% of the people that traveled to Ireland with him said they'd like to go back, and he's still trying to find the other 3% to get him over there.
Good for him.
That's good,
So anyway, we want to thank you for putting this all together.
We're very excited.
Yeah, we're having a party March 22nd.
Holy, how do people get a hold of you to do it? Where do they go to sign up for this?
They go. They can call Deirdre at 1-800-664-7474. Or you can email her at Deirdre.Kiley, K-I-E-L-Y, at special-ireland.com.
What's the number again?
1-800-664-7474. Ask for Deirdre Kiley. Tell her you're going with Skinny and Hooley and the Galway 2020 trip.
And that number rings into Ireland, so best kind of do it earlier in the day rather than the middle of the night.
Oh, that's right, sleeping. Because it's 6 hours ahead of us. Yeah.
Yeah, they're always ahead of us. Yeah.
In everything. So anyway, Derry, welcome back to Chicago. Now, what are you going to do? There's no parade. You'll actually have more time on your hands. Yeah. You staying at the Drake again?
Yeah, we're in the Hilton where Kitty O'Shea's was because we were going to go to the Irish Fellowship dinner.
That's right.
That's canceled today.
That unfortunately is canceled. Yeah, a lot of hard work done by people for the week.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful to see it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I suppose people have to make some decisions and stand by them.
Do they do a lunch in there that day too?
Where? At the
Hilton.
Hilton was it's the fellowship dinner was that
I
it was
know,
supposed to be
I
that
know,
night.
I think they used to have a lunch there as well.
The Blue Cross Blue Shield has an event. I don't think canceled or not. It's usually at Plumbers. Oh, is it canceled?
Yeah.
Everything's canceled. Yeah. It's nuts. Too bad. The Emerald Society canceled their party on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's at Plumbers.
It was at 399. Yeah. Yeah. And so I was going to go to that.
Everybody's going to be walking around
in a daze.
In a daze.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet Western Avenue pipes up on Sunday.
Oh, it'll pipe up. Western Avenue. There's half those people won't know if it's canceled or not.
They'll be out parading.
Yeah. Gary, you should come to the South Side.
You should. When were you supposed to go back?
I'm due to fly back on Sunday.
Okay.
But I was in the South Side parade the year that they... They stopped it afterwards.
Oh, that was Skinny's fault.
Yeah, I think it was, actually. I think I was in your house that day, Skinny.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. He had the big party every year after.
I said the big party.
The end of the...
It was fun.
Yeah.
We had a zillion people there.
Yeah.
We had Obama there a couple times.
I'll tell you...
When he marched, he did.
A funny story about that parade, Derry. Skinny's brother was the sheriff of Cook County, right? And Skinny would open his house, God bless him, to everybody in the parade and... go out in his backyard and all over the lawn and everywhere. And everybody's drinking like they're going to the electric chair. And it's like, well, is there any food here? And Skinny goes, yeah, there's food in the garage there. And inside the garage was a stack of bologna sandwiches from the prison, from the Cook County Jail. No mustard on them, no mayo, nothing.
Yes. What do you want for nothing?
Exactly. That was right. He just made that up,
by the way.
Don't believe me.
That was always funny. We always had a good time.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again now. You know, when they did close the parade, he was instrumental in bringing it back, Mr. Skinny Sheehan was.
Everybody thought they did it, but they didn't.
Yeah.
But it worked out great for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And now this comes along. And
just a bump in the road.
Just a little bump in the road. We'll be back.
Yeah, the
Southside Parade is terrific, though.
Yeah.
Really terrific. And now they got a Northside Parade, and they got a parade in Evergreen Park.
Northwest Side,
in Elmhurst. They had a parade last weekend in Tinley Park. It was about
I was at the Forest Park Parade last Saturday,
Forest Park had a parade.
It's pretty big.
There's so many of them, which is good. But there's an enormous amount of Irish and Irish-Americans in Cook County.
And you know what? It's good for I have a little five-year-old grandson.
That's what
he's going. He keeps calling it the Irish Parade. And they get their identity at that age, which is terrific, you know.
There was a little village in Ireland claimed it had the shortest parade. Yeah. They used to go in the back door of the pub and out the front door of the pub.
That is a short parade, unless they stop along the way.
Yeah. You know, Philip Duffy brought us into Sean's Bar. Yeah, I think it's in Athlone.
In Athlone,
The oldest bar in the world.
Yeah.
And we met the owner, and he gave us the whole spiel, and he's got a new whiskey. But just kind of, those are, and that wasn't planned.
Yeah.
It was just something Philip said, we got to stop and say hello to Sean. And
we stayed at the Europa Hotel one night.
Oh, yeah. The most bombed hotel.
In Belfast,
And I stole a pillow from there.
Oh, that's right. That's a great story. This is funny. He because we stayed there for two nights, I think, right?
You're supposed, yeah, to, you're supposed to take the duck. They have ducks in their rooms that you're supposed to take away, not the pillow.
He I took know, the pillow so he could sleep on the bus.
I needed okay. a pillow.
So then we go from Belfast to a place in County Donegal, Stranola. Is that the name of it? Keys. You know, Keys Hotel. Nice little joint. And Keys gave us a room, but they had dinner for all of us. Wonderful dinner. And during dinner, Philip comes in and goes, I want to talk to you. And he brings me and Skinny, and he gets us over in the corner and says, Skinny, did you steal a pillow out of the Europa Hotel? And Skinny turns and goes, he did it! The first thing he does is gives me up. He did it! I mean, I did that! And he says, there's two Garda outside right now. They've driven down from Belfast.
They've driven down. They want the pillow.
They want the pillow, and they want to have a little talk with you fellas. And it's like, uh-oh. Skinny goes, my sister gets headaches. She has to have a pillow. He's giving everybody up on the way out. So we walk outside. He goes, come with me. We're like, okay, where's the Garda? And he goes, they're in here. He takes us into the pub next door, and he goes, you Amazons, the Garda's not here. And then we spent the whole night at the other pub. And then in the middle of the night, the guy from Keys comes in and goes, what the hell is this, Hooli? I thought you were coming back. Okay, sorry.
That whole night I slept on that pillow, too. Oh, it was great.
Yeah. We got a picture of him surrendering the pillow at the airport to Philip Duffy. Those are the kind of, that's the kind of fun you have. The crack is unlimited, and it's just terrific. So please, folks, give it a, you know, put it on your schedule. July 7th to the 17th. With Skinny and Hooli, Galway, 2020 European Capital Culture. You can call Deirdre Kiley at 1-800-664-7474. Make your reservations or email her at deirdre.kiley@specialiron.com. But just call her.
On the pillow story, when I said to Philip, he took the pillow, I thought he was going to have... Now, this is something he would do to anybody.
Oh, I would not.
Oh, please. I said he took... I thought he was going to have a coronary. I was like, calm down.
Do you remember we were checking out at the end of the trip, the Fitzpatrick Hotel? It's running a little late, and everybody's on the bus, and I had to settle up. And I said, okay, here's the key. You know, I don't owe any money. She goes, I'm afraid you do, Mr. Hooligan. You got a bill for like €200 from the bar. I went, what's this? I wasn't even in the bar. And then I went, I know who did this.
He went to bed early one day.
Yeah, he and Brendan O'Brien.
Yeah.
So I got,
drinks are on the house. We had Hooli's car.
I got in the bar on the bus, and I was like, I'll kill you. Philip goes, all right, now, take it easy. He settled everyone down. They got their money out. Oh. It was funny. In retrospect, it was funny. So we're looking forward to all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we won't be going to Cork. Now, who'd you bring from Cork tonight?
So the mayor is en route.
He flew
in this afternoon, so he's en route. He's
yet. What's Michael's position?
Michael is he owns a hotel in Cork. Michael Magner owns a hotel in Cork.
Oh, sure. Does he want to come
the
out
Vienna
the
Woods, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been here numerous times.
He has indeed, yeah. Loads of times, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a whole contingent of Cork guys that come every year.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole Cook County and Cork County twinning.
Oh, twinning of the cities, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been very good to us.
Well, we're so glad you're here. We're looking forward to being in Ireland.
Yeah, thanks so much for your help.
Thanks for taking good care.
We got to figure out this plane thing, though. That's the only thing we got to figure out.
We're working on it, yeah.
It's real important.
Because it's land only, the trip that we designed it.
I know, because how does everybody get there to the bus or whatever?
The bus driver's going to meet us at the Dublin airport that morning. Most of the people have to leave the day before, the 7th, to get there on the 8th. It's a, you know, overnight flight. So we'll work it out, but if you have a... Our producer's getting carried away. But we got to work that. We do have to work that out because the airfare is separate from the VIG on the trip.
Yeah, because we're used to everybody getting on a plane and just going to the Dublin airport in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to have to figure out. Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, what you have is you'll have some people will be doing air miles or...
Exactly.
Might be booking it from a trip that they've deferred from...
Yes.
From a cancellation or something like that. So, and then if we need to help others with making their airfare, we can do that, you know?
Good. Okay, good. All they have to do is talk to Deirdre.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. And she's been a doll, by the way.
Very good.
She's terrific.
The airfare should be about $25 by then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be down to the end. Yeah. That'd be good. All right, everybody. You'll get to meet Derry one of these days.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Derry. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. What a night tonight. It's parade week in spite of everything. They canceled everything, but they did not cancel this show or this party. And we're very honored to have Mary Kate Mannion here. She's the 2018 St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen. Her dad, Tom, I just talked to your dad the other
night. He's coming here today.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
Oh, yeah,
he's on his way here right now. 20 okay. minutes. Oh, 20 right, minutes good. Out.
I talked to him yesterday.
I'm sure he's excited to see the both of you.
Oh, good.
More so than myself.
So tell us, looking back, now you guys just got the same news we did.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking. We're going to talk to Maddie in just a minute because we only got enough microphones to go around. But when did you hear the news today about the parades being canceled?
So it's funny that you mentioned that, too, because since Maddie's sitting here right next to me, and she doesn't have a headset, but we all have a group text still together from myself and my former court members and a couple, two of our good friends, another girl from Maddie's court that wasn't on my court but loved the girl. Yeah. We have a group text message together, and we're all spitting off messages about the, you know, what's going on today.
Oh, yeah.
Upsetting, but that doesn't stop us from celebrating, though.
Not at all.
No, not at all. Yeah. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, we're going to still celebrate on Saturday. I don't know what to what capacity, but we still will be. But
what bar are you going to?
That's a great question.
Yeah. But this won't air until Saturday night,
exactly,
so you could say.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Where are you going to be Sunday, though?
Yeah,
that's more
yeah,
important.
Exactly.
You had a good parade last week in Elmhurst, right?
I'm glad you brought that up. I brought all my girls with me. To the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade. Yeah. That was a great turnout. Beautiful weather.
I heard it was huge.
Beautiful weather. Huge parade.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful weather. We had a great time. Absolutely great time. Myself and Maddie wore our queen sashes.
All right.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, if you're familiar with the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you know, when you're queen, you wear it on the green side.
Right.
And then when you retire, you wear it on the yellow
I
side.
I did not
and
know
it says,
that.
And it, so the green side says St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen.
Yeah.
You retire, and it says the year that you won queen.
Oh,
so
nice.
So my sash lovely says 2018.
Oh, that's good.
Maddie says 2019. She's sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
So we both wore our sashes for the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade and kind of showed off that,
cool.
you know,
why not?
We're royalty.
But
yeah.
I heard
yeah.
it was
you,
I heard the parade was huge.
It was massive. It was a great turnout this year, especially because of the weather. So the previous year, Maddie was queen last year, but we brought all the girls with us, and it was raining. And Maddie had other obligations to do as well, so I had a couple of my friends, but not all the good friends that I wanted to have with me for, you know, the St. Patrick's Day show out. This year was beautiful, though. I'm so glad that we all got to celebrate together.
That's
it was
great.
Awesome.
You know,
and what about your sister now? Did she go to Iraq?
My sister is in the military. Yes, my sister Molly. So she's in the EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal.
Holy cow.
They only accept 2% of females in this ordnance. And she was one of the 2% of females that was accepted into it. She just turned 23 years old.
Oh, God bless her.
And that was just the last couple weeks.
Yes,
right?
It was. So now she's in Florida. She's in Florida right now doing more training for EOD. And then she's going to be in the military for 4 years after that. So she'll be in the military soon. It is, but she, honestly,
she's got guts.
She loves it.
Role model. She's about 5'3", 100 pounds soaking wet.
Uh-huh.
Baddest girl you'd ever meet in your entire life.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's great.
I'm glad we're giving her a shout out right now, too, because I'm sure she would love to be here, a part of all the celebrations.
You know, we had somebody on the show here a couple of weeks ago from this year's court. What the heck is her name?
Kathleen.
She's a cop.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, yes, Kelly. Kelly, yes.
Kelly Layden.
Yeah, Chicago Kelly police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
With the black hair. Yes.
Respect.
She's terrific.
So I'm actually in the Cook County Sheriff's Department right now. I know when I was queen, I was working for Alderman Ed Burke in his office.
I remember,
Now I'm in the Cook County Sheriff's Department in Human Resources.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't I deal with, you know, correctional officers, police officers, courts officers, but for her to actually be an actual Chicago police officer is impressive. And she's a great girl.
Yeah,
great
she
girl.
Is. She's
great
got
girl.
Guts.
Yeah, absolutely.
She broke a lot of hearts and went downstairs at Lizzie's when
I
she
bet
was
she
here.
Did.
Yeah.
I
and
bet
then she left
did.
For Ireland like the next day.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Great kid.
That's cool.
All right, now we want you to pass the microphone on to Maddie.
All right, here we go.
Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Thank you,
love
Mary
you guys.
Kate.
Thanks for
love
having
you too,
me.
Darling.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're going to be talking to Maddie Mitchell.
Maddie.
Who is the 2019 the queen. Yeah, just like the crown.
Parade, yeah, it's very much like the crown.
Yeah. So, can you hear? Can you hear yourself? You have to...
There you go.
Good?
Yeah,
there
you go.
There, I can hear myself now. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sure. All right, so you're now...
What are you doing now, Maddie?
So I, right after I finished my reign, I guess, I got a job working as an English teacher at DePaul College Prep.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah.
Which was the former Gordon Tech.
Yeah.
Now it is DePaul Prep. And
okay.
We actually just over the summer found out that we're getting an entirely new
building.
Beautiful campus. Yeah.
Right.
So, it's going to be awesome. It was like a great time to be a part of it. And the weird thing is, this is how unbelievable this Irish community is. I actually met my now boss, Mary Dempsey.
Oh, Mary Dempsey
yes.
from the library.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, she's absolutely fantastic. I'm so lucky to work with her.
She was married to Phil Corboy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I go into I get the job. I'm excited. I go in a new teacher orientation, and I'm meeting the president, and Mary walks in. And so the crazy thing is, the first time I did the Queen's Contest was... 5 years ago
judge?
Now.
Yeah.
No. She was the guest of honor the first year I was on the court.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we went to all these events together, and I was like, oh, my God. Mary, hi, my name is. And before I could even say it, she was like, Maddie, oh, my gosh, it's good. So it's just so funny. This community is so small. You think it's so big, and then all of a sudden it's so small. So love it. I love it there.
She's great, Mary.
Oh,
I worked with her at City Hall for many, many years.
Yeah.
Tara Skinny said hello.
I will.
I tried
absolutely.
To get her to run for mayor like 6 years ago.
You know what? I'd vote for her, man.
I said she could not. Well, I'm not going to go.
She wouldn't have canceled the parade, I can tell you,
you know
that.
What? I don't think she would. Well,
she
I don't know. But you know what?
No, but she's great. And what the job she's done up
I
here
know.
Is terrific.
It's incredible. I mean, and even like just thinking about, not to talk about it, but like someone was asking me how big is the school. You know, right now it's around like 600-ish students. The difference between the size of the senior class and the freshman class is the coolest thing, because the freshman class that came in is like 150, 170 kids. The senior class that's graduating is like, I don't even think it's at the 100 level.
Mm. Yeah.
So each year just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm lucky to be there. But
and you're building the new place near the river, isn't it?
It's right along the river. It's the old DeVry
University.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what are you teaching?
English. And I'm also the head speech coach there.
Oh, that's what I thought. Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Good for you. Yeah.
My mother was very proficient in English, and she said, Jimmy, the hardest word in English to spell is ukulele. Can you spell ukulele?
I absolutely cannot. I heard that in February. That in February. Try February.
You had to put that other R in there.
R-U-R-A-R-Y.
Yep, there
you
go.
You know what?
They had to put the other R in there.
Now, having you guys on the show, I remember Skinny and I used to do the golf outing every year.
And thank you guys for that.
Mary-Kate and I had a blast
Were you guys
that.
There the same year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The Catholic Charities.
Yeah, Catholic Charities
golf
outing.
Was that the year? One of us got like, almost got a hole, not a hole in one, over the water. Who was?
That was fun.
I don't remember who that was.
And it was a long day in the sun.
Yes.
You start drinking early.
It's a blast.
And just,
you guys were great, though. The Catholic Charities appreciate what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I appreciate you all the stuff you did for Special Olympics, including jumping in the lake.
Oh, the polar. Well, we were talking about this earlier, but I'm so happy that now it's kind of a new tradition that the Queen and Corey, the new Queen Carrie that you guys have started.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel honored to have been the first queen to have done it.
Right.
But I'm also very jealous because the water was about 25 degrees warmer this year than it was last year.
The temperature was.
Yeah, the temperature, not the water. The temperature. But even still, I remember like going out there and being so excited with the adrenaline, but also watching them break up the ice.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh boy.
This is going to be cold.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
But, and it's a fun, though, being doing all the stuff that you get to do as the queen. You meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you get to travel all around.
So what are you guys going to do Saturday? I mean, your posse.
You know what?
We
so today earlier, we literally just left. We were at the former Queen's Luncheon.
Ah, yeah.
And
they
were
used
about
to be at O'Brien's. Now,
yeah.
Now we're
at Joe's Seafood and Steak.
Okay.
Which was lovely. And, I mean, there must have been 25
yeah.
plus Queens that were there from the last, I don't even know, like 40 years?
Yeah.
50 years? And so we were all together, and all of us were like...
And then you got the news while you were all together?
We were together, and you know, we were like, you know what? The spirits were so high, people kept asking us, like, well, how did it feel? How did it feel? And we were like,
yeah.
nothing was different. We all know that we're going to go out and do something together, but we don't yeah. know what it is yet,
oh,
but we're
yeah.
going to go together.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the Shannon Rovers to send us a message, yeah. a smoke signal or something, yeah. and we will end up going wherever they
you
go.
You know, Derry Cronin was just telling us the Shannon Rovers had a trip scheduled for Sunday to Ireland.
To Ireland, yeah.
And they, you know, a lot of, some of them are still going.
Which is
I talked to Tim LaFever yesterday.
What did he say?
Yeah, he's going.
Oh, okay. good,
He
good.
Said a real lot of them are going to still go.
Yeah, good.
It sounds like they scheduled family trips.
Right.
And
yeah.
yeah.
And Tim is kind of like the ringleader.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He's great.
Yeah.
They're actually coming to play at DePaul Prep tomorrow.
Are they really?
Oh, that's
yeah.
good. Did you organize that?
That was good,
I did.
Maddie. You
yeah,
did.
I did.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I remember, cool. you know, I mean, when you're a queen, you got a guy.
Right.
So,
yeah, you got a guy. I know a guy.
I know. We're very lucky. We're super lucky that they could fit us in. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Well, they're going to have plenty of time now, unfortunately. Yeah.
It sounds like they're like, people keep thinking that they're... Because of the prey that they have all this free time now. At least we were talking to some of the Rovers today, and they were saying that now the phone's ringing off the hook.
No right. kidding.
Because they're like,
sure,
well, you're free.
Yeah.
So you can
well,
play
well,
our party.
Yeah.
Maddie, another question. What is going on in your personal life? Is there anything coming up that's new and exciting?
Well, yes.
She's
I
engaged.
Am, I'm getting yeah. married in like 15 days.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm going to be Madeline K. Mitchell to Madeline Mitchell Morris. It's a lot of M's.
Oh,
that's good.
So
a lot of M's. Triple
yeah,
M. The
thanks for
triple
asking.
M. Yeah, that's great.
You know what a lot of M's is? It's
exactly. That's how I feel about the whole thing. yeah.
Where are you getting married?
Old St. Pat's.
Oh,
Father
oh
Hurley was free.
Wow. Yeah, he's free because he was the Grand Marshal and he's not doing it anymore. Wow.
Yeah, no, I remember saying to him last year at a parade event, I was like, you know, if you're free on March 28th, would you mind?
You knew that much? This is a guy you've been going out with for like 20 years, right?
That's 11, yeah,
okay,
at this point.
11
yeah.
years, wow.
You're the leads
long
in our high school play.
Were you really?
Yep.
What was the play?
Our Town.
Oh!
Thornton Wilder's Our
great,
Town.
Of course, were you Emily?
I was.
Was he George Gibbs?
He what? I'm impressed that you know that,
I
sir.
I played Howie Newsom.
Shut up!
With Geraldine Fitzgerald and Eileen Heckard in it.
Get
oh,
out of here.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Who didn't know that?
Yeah. The American
oh
Shakespeare Festival.
Yes.
Many, many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah, we were Emily.
That's a
George.
Great play.
Oh, I love it.
And Emily. Oh, that's it. You'd be no. perfect, yeah. yeah.
Don't. What is the line? Don't you realize life while you live it?
Yeah.
Something like that?
No, that's when she goes and everybody has their umbrellas out and goes to the funeral.
The
and
graveyard?
Everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a terrific play.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This just made my day.
Okay. Well, we're so glad you guys are. You're still at it. If people see you out on the street, give the gals a big hello. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep promoting the parade.
Thank you.
That was Mary Kate Mannion and Maddie K. Mitchell.
Morris. Yeah, Morris.
Yeah. yeah.
One last question. Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I'm going to say no. You?
No.
Good.
No.
Because that's who canceled the parade, the commies.
Oh, God. You know what, though? Not canceled. Postponed.
Postponed.
Let me tell you.
Southside
postponed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, we're going to take a break now. Thank you,
thank
ladies.
You guys so much.
God bless you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing what you do. We'll be right back on Hibernian Radio after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back. On Hibernian Radio, we're having a blast here with Skinny Sheehan. We're at the Cork party, the County Cork, County Cook, Sister Cities party. We had Derry Cronin on the show. We had the
Mary-Kate Mannion, the 2018 St. Patrick's Day Queen. We had Maddie K. Mitchell Morris, the 2019 Queen. And now, Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great Irish tunes, saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, holy hoodie."
Hey, Julia, a good friend of mine, okay. I worked with her at the city, was Sister Sheila Lyme. She was the health commissioner.
For years and years and years.
Yeah, for about 10 years. And she was also the head of Mercy Hospital. She died. She was 83 years old.
God
just
rest
a great,
her soul.
Great lady. She took over the department in 1991. She was the first woman. She was the first. She was a nun, obviously. But she was very close to the Daly family. She died. She was the daughter of immigrants from County Kerry. She grew up in the South Side, Little Flower Grade School, Mercy High School. Joined the Mercy Nuns in 1953. She got her degree from. But anyway, she ended up going to the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
Wow!
And she was. She was quite a lady. She saved Mercy Hospital.
Wow.
It was so far in debt they were going to close it. But I just want to say this was a really special person.
Yeah.
Someone that made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And
especially
she really
in
cared.
Chicago, yeah.
And she was tough.
Yeah.
She was really, really good. So Sister Sheila, her brother was Petey Line.
Did
everything up at Mercy Hospital. So say a prayer for, she doesn't need it, but say one for
God
Sister
rest
Sheila
her
Line.
Lovely soul.
Great, great lady.
All right, Skinny, Cornelius Con Cusick, a native of Cratlow, Abbeyfield, County Limerick. This guy might have been a cousin of mine, because I have cousins in Abbeyfield. So do you, Skinny.
Yes.
And he's a friend of many with an infectious laugh and teasing spirit who took great sport in posing riddles to the younger generation. He's a proud United States Army veteran and a member of Union Local 710 and the Chicago Laborers. God rest his soul, Con Cusack. Also, George Bernard Cormack, born in Oak Park to George and Helen Cormack, beloved husband for 66 years to the late Dorothy, father of Jane, Mary Pat, and the late George. George resided for many years in Oak Park and River Forest. He graduated from Fenwick in 1943, served in the United States Navy in World War II. Golf was his lifelong sport. He was especially proud of his Irish and Scottish heritage. God rest his soul, George Bernard Cormack. And finally, not finally, but...
John McKeever.
Yeah, you take this one, because I need my glasses.
Joan McKeever, Joan Turner was the original name. She was born September 1929, attended St. Francis Xavier's in Wilmette, Sacred Heart High School, and Barra College. Worked in the market of research, foot cold and bell. She enrolled in her master's degree at Northwestern University. She survived by her adoring husband, Bill, her children, Diane, Ellen, Michael, and her grandchildren, Alessandra, Michaela, and Luca, and Fiona. Visitation is March 11th.
That's today.
Today at Don Allen Funeral Home up in Skokie. So say a prayer for Joan McKeever.
God rest her soul, Joan McKeever. And one more Skinny, Danny Coleman. Old friend of mine who would sit right in Molly's Pub in Riverside. He died unexpectedly. Just found out about this today. God rest his soul. Just a terrific guy. Just a sweetheart. Danny Coleman, say a prayer for him.
He was
God
in the Colemans from Christ the King.
No, he was a fixture at Molly's Pub in Riverside. Are we going to take a little trip now, Skinny, to Hooleytown? You've never been there, have you?
To Hooleytown? No.
Yeah, here we go.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep.
All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bones and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when the
years?
What?
Oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind. Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as Hooleytown.
Hooleytown. Hooleytown.
Welcome to Hooleytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooleytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yes, we're in Hoolietown. Skinny, welcome to Hoolietown. Okay, I would ask you to please give me a hand.
With this door.
With this door. Push it.
Met Gala 2020 is still happening despite the coronavirus concerns.
Who cares?
Katie Holmes describes intense time raising daughter Suri following the Tom Cruise split.
Who cares?
Prince Henry and Meghan Markle are in no rush to mend relationship with Prince William and Duchess Kate.
Oh.
Who cares?
And
finally,
Meghan Markle's famous sunglasses are back in stock for now.
Who cares?
Give me a boost. I'll get up on top. Can you get that latch?
I got the latch.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right.
Do we have time for one more joke?
What, you got the mayor here?
I don't know. We have time for the mayor, Billy? Yeah, get the mayor in here. Get the mayor. But you got to put that headset on the mayor. Get him over here. The mayor of Cork. The mayor of County Cork.
Mr. O'Sullivan, right?
All right, Mr. O'Sullivan. Ah, the Lord Mayor. There, good job, Ricky. Put this down here, Mayor.
Okay.
All right, we're right. Falcha, my friend. Welcome to Chicago.
Glad you have Ian Doyle.
Ian Doyle.
I thought it was O'Sullivan, sorry.
No, because he was O'Sullivan, but O'Sullivan was elected.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the newly elected.
Good for you.
Very good.
Congratulations. Is this your first time to Chicago?
This is my first time to Chicago.
I apologize. There was no parades.
What can you do?
We're having fun here.
Great time.
Yeah, good. Yes.
Everything is beautiful here. We get through it. There's so many things that go on anyway.
I know, question about it. Yeah. Probably a good decision to cancel it, you know.
Now, how are things in Cork?
Good, yeah. Yeah. We've cancelled all our parades.
All over Ireland.
Oh. But it's not too bad in Ireland. It's particularly bad in Italy and Spain.
I heard that.
It's coming back, yeah.
I think a lot of the travel is going to be cut back everywhere.
I think it will be, and contained, yeah. So it's just unfortunate.
So when did you get elected?
I got elected 3 weeks ago.
No kidding. Oh, congratulations. That's terrific.
Great. 3 weeks ago. So it's a good move.
That's great.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago.
Is this your wife, Mayor?
No, that's good.
we don't need to mention that. Oh, 1 minute left. So glad you're here. You're staying at the Hilton?
The Hilton Hotel, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
our friends there.
So we just got in here. Yeah.
They're very good to the Irish, the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
They sponsor the annual Irish American movie Hooli every year.
They're really good. The Hilton's great hotel.
Yeah. And they're very good for the Irish.
They were booked out actually this weekend until, of course, the cancellations of the parade. Sure. So they were unfortunate.
They're glad to see you. That's great.
Well, you got a good man in Derry Cronin, I'll tell you that.
He's terrific.
We're doing a trip with him in July.
In July? To Ireland?
To Ireland. Five nights in Galway.
Okay.
Two nights in... unfortunately, Cork is not on this trip.
Okay, yeah.
But we've been there. We've been to Cork City many times.
It's a beautiful city. We love it.
Clips of Moher, Westport, Connemara, Ireland's, and Clancastle. Great stuff, yeah.
And then we're going to Killarney, and then we're going to Fitzpatrick Castle.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, well, welcome. All we can say is welcome.
Congratulations. Welcome to Chicago. Enjoy yourself. You're in good hands.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
God bless you, Mayor. Thanks for joining us. Okay, that wraps up this edition of Hibernian Radio. Skinny, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Okay, pal. Yeah, give me the fist bump. Thank you.
Shoes.